this may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
A worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you, for my life.
Please keep in touch.
Ajijic, Mexico, on the shores of beautiful Lake Chapala, it's Music Sin Fronteras. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan. I want to welcome all of our listeners on the Block Talk Radio Network, as well as everyone on the CyberStationUSA.com network and their radio affiliates in the East Coast of the United States and the Artistic Echoes and Canal Side Radio Network in the UK, who will, of course, hear us tomorrow, right? If you have questions or comments for our guests, email them to us at musicscenefronterasmx@gmail.com. That's musicscenefronterasmx@gmail.com. If you're listening to us on a podcast or in England, you can still email questions for our guests. We will forward them to our guests so they can reply directly to you. And as always, remember, we are in Mexico, which is a joyfully musical and really noisy country. Our studio is downtown and our soundproofing is pretty good, but you still may hear the odd gas truck, marching band, horse, or just people coming out of the bar across the street singing. Anyway, earlier this week, we talked with Francisca Valenzuela about her new album, La Fortaleza. We are going to play that interview right now. And remember, this was earlier this week. And we're going to add some of her songs from the album for you. So like I say, this is a pre-recorded interview, so don't call in because Francisca is not here. But you can email questions and we will forward them to her. Now, first of all, let me give you a little background on Francisca Valenzuela. She's an American-born Chilean singer and poet and fashion designer and activist and multi-instrumentalist, all right? She was born and raised in San Francisco, California. She moved to Santiago, Chile at 13 years old and began publishing books of poetry. And then she started singing and recording. Her first debut album, released in 2007, Morderte la Lengua, and her second album, Buen Soldado, which was released in 2011, earned both gold and platinum album certifications in Chile. She also then added fashion design to her toolkit with her own lines of clothing and accessories carried in department stores in Chile. Then she added activism. In 2016, she founded and is the director of Rudioso, the first Latinx interdisciplinary feminist festival. Now she performs worldwide. She has shared stages with some of today's most iconic musicians, including Natalia Lafourcade and U2. She's also released her latest studio album, which we just mentioned, La Fortaleza. And that's La Fortaleza. Sorry about that. I'm just learning Spanish. All right. We talked with her earlier this week from Los Angeles, as I said. Here is that conversation with Francisco Valenzuela with music from her new album. Here we go. Francisco, welcome to Music Sin Fronteras.
Hi, thank you so much.
The last time we talked on the radio was 2018, and a lot has happened since then in many ways. I have seen you live in concerts in L.A. I have followed you not only musically, but in some of the other things that you do. So when you released Eros, I said to myself, this seems like a great musical portrait of Francisca Valenzuela, strong, accomplished, proud, and with the self-confidence of King Kong.
Thank you.
Has that person, the Eros, sort of been inside you since your last album, or has it always been there and it was the right time for that?
I think it's been building. I think it still is building. I'm not sure if it's like a resolved idea of being a hero or being particularly strong, but I think that the confidence and the ability to see that positive side of myself is here finally. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what has happened in the last couple of years. And I think we all have that potential and that power to be strong, to be our, you know, our best self, to accept ourselves, to be our own heroes. And that's kind of like what the song was about. And I think that came to be because, you know, life allowed me to finally kind of write that song and feel comfortable singing it and be myself, and invite others maybe to do the same. But I think that came with time and maturity and experience and just, like, you know, growth.
Well, it certainly is apparent. La Fortaleza, and correct my Spanish because I'm only just now learning it, right?
I love it, though. Yes, go for it. Go for it.
it's a huge album. You've got 14 songs, and musically they range very widely. But taken as a whole, and I've been listening to it over and over all week, it feels
like a
call to women, not only to group power, but to personal power. A call, as you have said yourself, to feel the possibility of showing, of being seen, of connecting, of loving and being loved, and the strength to transform. Given the history of humanity and its treatment of women, this would amount to kind of a revolution, right? Is the underlying message of this album that it's time for that revolution and it must come from within women?
I think first I love that introduction. That's great. I do think it's a call to action and to transformation revolution, but it's individual and it's collective. And I think it's not only just women. I think it's for everybody, everyone who feels compelled to be activated and to grow and to transform. And I do think it's a call to all of us to, you know, to reconstruct what we consider is strength or is to be strong, or it is to be, you know, what society has taught us what is strong. In that sense, it is kind of an invitation to change what we've been taught for so long and kind of be part of that new paradigm, the futuristic paradigm, right, where everyone can be who they want to be and they're strong because, you know, because as you are is strong and is beautiful, and it's not just the kind of idea of what is strong or what we've been taught is the person that should be the hero, you know? So I think it kind of has to do with that. It has to do with also looking at yourself and seeing which characteristics are strong that maybe we weren't considering to be strong before. I think in that sense, the album is a lot about vulnerability and the bravery of showing yourself and connecting with yourself and letting that side of yourself be seen and be also strong in that vulnerability and that sincerity and that fragility. And also the idea that we're strong not only as an individual but as a collective, and that goes hand in hand. And that's something that I think, at least in Chile right now, is a big part of the revolution, right? Is how do we find that balance and that synergy in a system and in a model in a society where we can be free and we can grow and we can be our best selves, but we can also empathize and be connected and all grow together as a collective and society.
That would be a revolution. And I'm continually amazed at how you managed to bring together in the same song those two opposites, fragility and strength. And maybe they're not opposites. You know, maybe that's why you can do it. I want to, just for the five people in our audience who may not have heard Ero, I'm going to play it right now because it's musically addictive. I love it, and I play it every day. It's on my daily I'm not kidding you. It's on my daily playlist. So here it goes. We're going to play Ero.
No hay héroe que me arregle. No hay vida que me contenga. Si salto, ¿cómo caeré? Con ojos cerrados o abiertos para ver. Esto pasa en mi cabeza. Cuando estamos en la mesa y por fuera tan compuesta, arranca antes que aparezca. Si me toma, no me suelta. Aquí voy, aquí voy. Cogí el vuelo. Ha llegado el momento y yo seré mi héroe.
Okay, that was Ero, and you can see why it's not you, but my audience can see why it's addictive. I know why it's addictive. there's a line in there, and of course, you know, I have to translate everything. I have to sit down here with my dictionary and translate everything, which is actually good because it makes me think. There's a line in there in English, and I will be my arrow, my arrow, my arrow.
Mm-hmm.
There is no day that I do not face the villain who lives inside. I understand being your own hero, that there is no heroic man that's going to come along and fix you. But who's the villain inside?
I mean, ourselves, really. I mean, and I think sometimes the battles are from the outside, but sometimes the battles are also from within, you know? So I think the reason why I wrote that is because originally the song, I wrote it when I was struggling in a bad moment. And I think that part of the difficulties that I was experiencing was also the kind of way I was approaching them myself. I mean, it was also getting over myself and letting myself become a better person with myself, you know, more free and more open and kind of let go of certain things that were holding me back. And I think I was imagining and feeling that villain was my own self, my own brain, my own enemy was in me. You know, which many times in many cases that can happen. Also, as well as having battles and difficulties and challenges and obstacles that come from the outside. So it's this idea that sometimes ourselves are our worst enemy, and that we have to kind of acknowledge that and understand that we can possibly overcome that and identify and be like, okay, I'm not going to listen to that bad side and let it take over, right? And let it not see the good and let it not let it take away my freedom or my joy or all the things that we all have the possibility to finally somehow achieve and live. But we get caught in our brains sometimes with the most petty stuff sometimes even.
You know, and hearing you explain that, and I know it exactly what you mean, it reminds me of a conversation I had years ago with Stephen Stills, who once told me that when he and Crosby and Nash and Young walked onto a stage at a big amphitheater, he was terrified, and it was only when he started singing that he was okay. Does that ever happen to you, or does the hero you look at that crowd full of strength and confidence?
That's amazing. That's a very precise feeling. I mean, I get that all the time, and I think even more so before, like on a bad day, say, like to be exposed or on stage or have to do something like that where you have to kind of believe in yourself or put yourself out there. It felt like the biggest nightmare of all, you know. I was like, it was terrifying, it was nerve-wracking. I was like, I regret committing to this to begin with. I'm like, I want to go home. You know, I would feel that 100%. And I think the more I relax and give in to the emotional part of performing and feeling as I sing or I write or whatever, the more I can enjoy and really kind of heal and let go of those demons on stage. Truly, like, I really identify with that story, because there have been moments where I'm like even physically sick or something, and I'll be on stage, and then if I really am connecting to that song or that moment or really giving in, I can enjoy myself. And even like that stomach ache or that nausea, whatever I'm feeling, if I'm even actually literally sick, the adrenaline, like, it'll go away, you know what I mean? And it's this ability to kind of be, I would say, also be vulnerable and be strong at the same time, that duality we were talking about, right? Like, to expose yourself and show yourself and be true, but at the same time, know that you are, I guess, connected and like even worthy of showing yourself, if that makes sense. It gets kind of like therapy, you know, kind of therapy, but it feels very profound, like when you finally let go and be able to show yourself and just enjoy the moment and connect. And everyone, I think, we're all looking for that connection, right? And striving for that moment of like truth and freedom and kindness.
Obviously, you've achieved that, and I think that the title song of the album actually delivers a message of strength, but also of rebirth, of starting over. Let's listen to this for a minute. This is the title song from the album La Fortaleza.
Todo lo que ha pasado me ha llevado hasta hoy. Miro adelante por el horizonte, la culpa la entierro y me voy. Va con maleta, respiro profundo y no miro hacia atrás. Sol que se pone, sol que sale, me acompaña.
que dijeron, los quería escuchar. Un grito vivía esperando salida, rogaba por su libertad. Toda una vida en la fantasía, sin poderme a mí ni mirar. Y ahora veo cómo puedo volver a empezar. Voy arrasando con lo que venga, con mi pluma y mi poema, cruzaré.
Wow, I love that. All right. You know, like many successful songwriters, you began writing poetry. And although, again, as I said, I have to translate your lyrics, which isn't always easy given my Spanish, and also the beauty of your writing, I'm always glad.
Thank you so much.
Well, well, it's like Henry Kissinger used to say, it has the added advantage of being true. I'm always glad that I did, because it makes me think when I do that, you know, and putting those words together. And there's some lines in that song that really did make me think very hard. In English, they say, "And now I see how I can start over. I'm wiping out whatever comes with my pen and my poem. I will cross the mountain range, and I'm in the middle of the storm. Be calm. You hold the center of the earth and the strength to be the force." I feel like that song and those lyrics, like so many of your songs, mixes the personal and the general, that you offer your life as a model and a message to others. Is that what's happening here? Have you crossed the mountains and become the calm force and delivering that message to others?
That's so interesting, because it's like I hear you and you make that analysis and it makes so much sense to me. But at the same time, when I think I'm writing the songs, I'm not really thinking about necessarily about the rest. It sounds kind of selfish, but I think it's true in the sense that I write from such a confessional place that in the end, if I connect to what I'm writing to, I imagine someone else can connect to it, you know, but I'm not necessarily writing for other people. I'm kind of writing for myself in that sincere space. And then eventually when I kind of take a step back, I notice that there's some potential there that has to do with something else that's aside from me, you know, if that makes sense. Like, because it's such a confessional way of writing that I think if I think about other people or myself in abstract or outside of myself, I begin to get nervous and it feels weird. It feels like it's not kind of, it feels like it's kind of like something that's more posed. Whereas if I'm writing like more in a confessional way, it just kind of flows. And I do think that it's a song, ironically enough, La Fortaleza, that's a song about feeling that way, but also about trying to feel that way, about reminding myself to feel that way, you know, because it's like, I do feel that in a way this moment has been a closure of one period of my life and an opening of another. And when I began to write that, I'm like, how interesting to kind of sit back and look at all this and understand that all this is happening and who I am and so on. But I very rarely in like my day-to-day feel like, yeah, I got this, I'm so strong. You know what I mean? I think that, and I feel that sometimes in life and on stage, but very rarely. So I think it's also like a reminder of that, or being inspired by others that I do feel have that, or that have taught me that, or that I admire, because, you know, human resilience never ceases to kind of amaze me. But it's and it is an invitation to others to feel that way too. But I think that invitation and making that conscious came after I wrote it. You know, it's like I took a step back and I was like, okay, sure, this is what I'm talking about. You know, because just in the moment, I was really genuinely writing it from a place of kind of just flow. And lastly, what's interesting is that the idea of La Fortaleza also came because there is a painting by Botticelli of the virtues, and one of them is La Fortaleza, and the only female representation of the virtues is La Fortaleza. And what I loved about the painting is that this idea of being strong and soft. And that's where the lyrics come from too, the idea of being the center of the storm, of being wood and resilient, but also being silk. So this duality that we all have, that we can be strong and fragile, but both things are equally important.
Well, don't feel selfish, because virtually every singer-songwriter I talk to says the same thing, that they write from themselves, and if
awesome.
People like it, that's wonderful.
Right. Exactly,
now, there was something else.
You're lucky. That's great.
Right. There was something else that you wrote in an earlier song, Amadora. You wrote, sometimes I only want to contact the time enough to feel like I'm doing something that makes me special. I have to take off the armor. Well, in my book, you are doing something special, and you're doing it in this album and
you.
A lot of other things. And the armor is off, as the cover of the album illustrates. Or am I being too literal and mixing? I'm not being too literal.
No, okay. It's absolutely right. I think that's absolutely the narrative and kind of the process. Yeah, 100%.
Okay, all right. Well, we are just about out of time, but I want to give our audience an opportunity to listen to one of the more interesting titled songs on the album, Normal Mujer. Okay.
Me perdí a conocerte y ahora estoy al borde de un ataque de nervios. Nunca me he sentido entera, entonces te tomé. Al tenerte al fin me iba a conocer y encontrar el remedio, pero ahora sé que mi camino es otro y que digo que estoy bien aunque no sé y sigo actuando el guío. Veo lo que ven en mí y voy tejiendo una ilusión. Mujer que no es como yo, de las que se sienten bien desertar como ellas son. Ser una mujer normal, ser normal mujer. Ser una mujer normal, ser normal mujer. Mujer. El mundo me dijo sola eres la mitad. Encuentra el remedio y en cuanto te vi.
That was Normal Mujer. First of all, your vocals in that are so personal. It feels like you're talking directly to me in my headphones, which is almost scary, but it's really nicely done. And again, you know, being an old college professor, I have to look at the lyrics, right? You're saying, I've been acting the script. I see what they see in me, and I'm knitting an illusion, and I don't know how to be another woman who is not like me. Well, I think you are writing your own script pretty well, pretty much in this album and in life, right? And I understand not knowing how to be another woman who's like me, but the script seems to be all yours, or is it ever all ours?
Yeah, I mean, that pre-chorus, what the lyrics I was trying to convey was like, it's so the phrase is digo que estoy bien aunque no estoy y sigo tomando el guión, which is like I say that I'm fine even though I'm not, and I just go through the motions. I just kind of go through the script because, you know, it's also kind of about that idea of being real, right? Like, we, how many times a day are we saying like, yeah, I'm fine, but even though you're not, right? And the idea of having to be fine all the time, and like it's about more that idea than anything else, and then also kind of again giving a new significance or new meaning to the idea of being normal, which also I think is a pressure that we've all felt, this idea of having to be normal. What does it mean to be normal? Da, 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 da. So it was more about that, and also I would say that the perspective of women, it is also the idea of defying this pressure that you have to be the half of something, right? That you have to be the partner of someone, that you have to find yourself through a romantic relationship. And this romantic relationship tends to be with a man and has this sort of characteristics. So it's kind of that idea. of being like, you know, that doesn't exist, it's an illusion, and we can break away from that and doesn't really exist, and you can choose whatever you want to, whether it's that or something else.
I understand that very much so. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, our time is over. And I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. I want to thank you for giving me a great exercise in Spanish translation. My instructor will love it. And I want to thank you for for all the great music you've done. I see that you are touring Mexico this month and in May. Unfortunately, I don't see a stop in Guadalajara where we are.
I know. We have to get that on the tour. As of now, there's not Guadalajara, but hopefully very soon.
Yeah, possibly when you're in Leon in May, because this is a big, rich, young, high-tech city, and I know that they would flock to see you. Well, once again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the conversation. It's always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks so much. Bye-bye now. Well, that was our conversation with Francisca Valenzuela earlier this week, actually Tuesday. You can follow her at franciscavalenzuela.com, where you can also get her albums. And, of course, you can stream her on Spotify. And since we talked about her tour in Mexico, just in case you're listening in Mexico, and I know a lot of you are because we've gotten some emails, the 14th of March, she's going to be in Mexico City. She's going to be at the Vive Latino. The 15th, she's moving down to León. She's going to be at the Foro Panora Central. On the 20th, she's moving over to Puebla at Beat 803. And on the 21st, she will be at the Hitch Club at Querétaro, Mexico. And on the 22nd, where is she going to be on the 22nd? There it is. She's going to be in the 22nd in Monterrey at the Rio Cinema. And then in May, at the end of May, she's coming back to Culiacan at the Alamo Grande. And as you heard on the air there, I'm going to try and talk her into a concert in Guadalajara when she comes back in May. Culiacan is, you know, it's kind of on the way to Guadalajara. I've actually stayed there when I have driven from Los Angeles to Guadalajara. So we'll see if we can get her into Guadalajara. Any case, you have been listening to Music Sin Fronteras with Patrick O'Heffernan. That's me from CyberStationUSA.com, the BlogTalkRadio.com network, and all the radio affiliates. Like our Facebook page and follow our Twitter feeds and get real-time updates on our guests. Our producer is Lars Christensen, and our program director is Jason Barlevent. Download this and all of the Music Sin Fronteras programs at blogtalkradio.com, or you can also download them on iTunes. Tune in next week when we talk with the Guadalajara-based rock singer Deanne Terry, who grew up singing in her father's Guadalajara-based big band. This is going to be very interesting. I've seen her live, and she can do a lot of great things, let me tell you, with her voice and her music. It's going to be a lot of fun, so don't miss it. Check out our Twitter stream and our Facebook page, and we will update you. In the meantime, we want you to have a great musical weekend. Tener un gran fin de semana musical. Bye.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.